I think so. Normally you probably wouldn't say so, but the current form of the Shamrock Rovers team and the fact they're just sitting on 6 points, 2 points behind Van Harps, I suppose it gives us an opportunity to go up and obviously look to get 3 points, but maybe if we can come away with a draw, we'll be more than delighted.
Timmy McNulty's going to miss this one for Ollie Horgan's side tonight.
There's been a wee bit of shuffling. He's got a few injuries coming and going the last couple of weeks. I suppose the players that come in have done a good job. I definitely like the fact that I think Killian Cantill has been a great signing, and he's really, really helped. And last week they moved him into right side centre back, and even though he is left footed, he's done very, very well. So there's players going to come in, obviously. Probably Kieran Call might come in and play left side centre back along with Cantill. So I think there's enough cover there to, or a big packy might come in, but I would say probably go with Kieran potentially. So there's enough cover there to come in and do a professional job on the night.
3 points tonight would be a huge result for Ollie Horgan and Dublin once again. And when you look at the fixtures that's coming up, yes, I know there's Cockhill in the league on Monday night, but after that you've got the champions Dundalk, and then you're going to Buncrana to play Derry City. So there's big games on the horizon, and 3 points would keep that momentum going tonight.
Yeah, it's a big match tonight. Obviously, you consider the Shamrock Rovers, you say, you've Dundalk next week, which will be a difficult one at home, and then you've Derry the following week. So 3 big weeks, and I always look at that perspective as 3 big games, and you always look forward to playing the big teams, so I suppose it's a perfect opportunity. I mean, we talked about Shamrock Rovers, the form hasn't been good. Stephen Bradley's come in there as manager, and it has played a lot of inexperienced players and probably younger players, which is good to see, but obviously at the minute it's not working out for them in regards to results. Now, they haven't been beaten by large amounts, 2-1s here and 2-1s there, but so it really gives us an opportunity to go up to Tala tonight and really put on a good performance and hopefully bring back 3 points, which is probably what we need to do considering the fixture list we have with Dundalk and Derry after that, but then we've brought it at home. So it's all games and the Premier League are hard games, and especially the ones away from home.
And just finally, a note on Derry City. We've got the first of the big Northwest Derbies coming up in a couple of weeks' time, Declan. But tonight, Friday, in McGinn Park in Buncrana, it's going to be an emotional evening for everyone involved at Derry City as they honour and remember their captain, Ryan McBride, just before kickoff.
Yeah, I suppose Derry have been very unlucky in the last while with different tragedies, and Ryan McBride will be definitely missed as a player and as a person in the Derry City dressing room. So tonight's a big occasion for all the players, and it gives them an opportunity maybe to I suppose, put out a big performance and memory of Ryan McBride. And I'm expecting a big crowd, obviously, up there, and I think Derry will get 3 points tonight.